Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
This is Intimate Knowledge with Megan King. Shh, it's a show about sex.
Welcome back to Intimate Knowledge, everybody. I am your host, Megan King, and today we are so excited. I have Alexis Bellino on the show today. She was on The Real Housewives of Orange County for 4 seasons. She beat me. I was on for 3. We weren't on at the same time, but Alexis and I have become friends, and we've kind of been there for each other over the years. We have a lot in common, and she's also a Missouri girl. She was in St. Louis recently, so I'm excited to chit chat with her about one particular episode from the season I was on, season 10, with Jim. We go to a sex party that Tamara's hosting, and this is the infamous episode where Vicky predicts that Jim and I will have only 5 years of marriage until we are divorced, to which she was precisely accurate. Alexis Bellino, thank you so much for being on the show today. We're going to talk about The Real Housewives of Orange County season 10, especially a special scene in this particular episode. The reason that I wanted to talk to you about this scene, even though we weren't on the show at the same time, you were on for 4 seasons before me. I was on for 3 seasons after you.
Right.
But you and I know each other. We met at an event in Orange County, right? We have mutual friends.
Yep.
And then, but that was before I was ever cast for the show.
Right.
And so
but you
then,
were considering it then, because you did ask me advice.
Okay, yeah, because then we met for lunch, and I remember you were like, we have to go like sit somewhere where nobody can see us because people will speculate, because that was back in the days before people, there was like a lot of hints being dropped about
right.
what was happening in the upcoming season. We still, you know, made a big secret who's a new cast member, all of that.
Right.
So yeah, it was fun. You gave me some great advice, and we're both from Missouri.
Yeah, I know. We just kind of clicked immediately. So it's cool.
I know. A few weeks ago, you were in St. Louis.
And now we were both married to Jims, and then we were both divorced, and then we both have twins. So wow, our lives are like parallel.
Right. I know. You have, twins and a singleton, just like me.
Yep.
Well, I'm just like you, I guess, because you're first.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Don't rub it in that
I love it. So the reason I want to do this recap. So I've been doing recaps on my YouTube channel, and there's so much fun. It's fun to look back on these episodes and talk about what life was like at the time, because a lot of people don't know what's behind that fourth wall, especially in the earlier seasons. And the fourth wall is basically a fancy way of saying production.
Right.
And, you know, what goes on behind the scenes, the cameramen's, the men and women, the setting up of the scene, you know, because you have to get permits at these restaurants.
Exactly.
So we can't plan what restaurants we're going to. They have to do some bureaucratic legwork to make sure everything lines up perfectly.
But you notice they're breaking that fourth wall a lot more these days.
I know. And that's so I like that they're doing that. I think that it's beneficial, because any viewer understands that it's reality television, that there's cameras there.
And I wish they'd done that when you and I were on, because that would have made filming such a different experience and so much in my mind, just so much easier and more fun almost, you know, like just
I think so too.
So stressed about what you're going to say is wrong. Or
I also think though, that back when we were on, it was probably a little bit easier to hide some things if you didn't want something to be exposed on television. Whereas now there's no holds bar. No, yeah. There, nobody gives anybody privacy. If you're on TV, the general public thinks that you are fair game.
100%.
And friends.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's gnarly
it's sad
now.
Though. It's sad that certain things are said though, because anyone listening or watching the show takes it to be true and it might not be true. It might not, nothing that was said on that one thing might not be true. And people just take it to task and think, yes, it is. That must be true because it was said on national television, you know?
Right.
Like Tamara claimed in one of my seasons that Jim and I were bankrupt. And it's like, it was like, oh my gosh. But then people.
And then it's Bible.
It.
It's like everybody
believed it. It hurt some of Jim's business because he's a money man. You know, he uses his money to invest other things, you know, money man. So it affected us greatly. And then it's like, it's not true.
I just had Brandy Glanville on, and she famously announced that she hooked up with Denise Richards. And Denise was currently a cast member on Beverly Hills at the time. And Denise denied it. And basically, Brandy just doubled down. And I had Brandy.
So wait, is it true or not then? Because one's saying yes and one's saying no.
Well, I mean,
what's the reality?
That's up for the court of public decision to decide.
Well, put your FBI cap on because you always do that.
I mean, it's probably true. My gut tells me it's true, but like, who cares? But the point is, if Denise wasn't ready to reveal her sexuality in that public of a way.
Not really Brandy's job.
It wasn't. No, but also, but I mean, it kind of comes with the territory, but it's also not playing fair. But whatever. Yeah.
I just think what goes in the bedroom doesn't need to be spoken about, you know, unless you're both willing.
Well, you're on the wrong show, Alexis.
Well, I'm not on the show anymore. Remember?
No, you're on my show. You're on Intimate Knowledge. Oh, you're the wrong podcast.
Well, no. For that, for me telling you stuff. Yeah. But I'm just saying like on national television, like if I'm here wanting to talk to you about it, I'll talk about my sex life with you. That's not a problem. But for me to sleep with somebody and then them to go discuss it later without me being involved in it or approving it is inappropriate. I just think, you know, so I think Brandy should have at least made sure Denise was comfortable with it. I don't know. That's just my two cents.
Like, I'm with you because that's so intimate and personal. And like,
well, it's saying you're bi also. It's like, and you know, your sexuality,
it's outing her.
It's outing her. And it's, that's that person's, believe me, coming from the territory I am right now with a child that is just outed. That is his journey. No one else's journey. So that's Denise's journey, not anyone else's journey to bring it to light before anyone else is ready for that. You know, it's just
right.
Very-
and My brother is gay, and I remember, I mean, he's been out for 12, 13 years now.
Oh,
so
cool.
It's, yeah, but, oh, you didn't?
That's something I didn't know about you. And you talk about your brother a lot. So I can't believe
the
conversation never came up because why are you going to just all of a sudden go, yeah, my brother's gay, unless there's a reason for topic. And now we both have LGBTQ people. So
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
All right. So this particular episode is from season 10. And I just kind of want to skip over the first part of the episode and go straight into the sex party. Because there's just so much that happened at this sex party. So Tamara and Eddie, they debut their quote unquote sex tape, which is really just a promo for their gym.
I thought it was clever. I liked it.
It was clever. It was cute.
I thought it was funny. I was like, the whole time I knew he was going to be stretching her out. But at the same time, it's like, I just thought it was hilarious. I loved it.
It was so cute. So, All right. So Jim and I are in the car on the way to the sex party. And I'm looking at us sitting next to each other. We don't see each other. I haven't hung out with this man, seen him. And here I am sitting next to him in a car. It's kind of an eerie thing to look at. It gives me a little bit of anxiety.
Well, because that was your past. And then you haven't seen him for how many years now? And it's like if I see, and my kids are now starting to pull up episodes of me with Jim. And they'll show it to me and they'll be like, look how he talked to mom. Like, look at this. And I'm just like, it makes me have anxiety. I'm like, I don't want to relive this. I don't want to see it.
I did not think about that. My kids are going to do the same thing.
Yes.
I mean, it's forever there.
It's forever.
So guess what, Alexis? Jim called me yesterday. He's not allowed to, but he called me yesterday and I answered like an idiot. And
you think it's about a kid or it's like some important. I always think it's some important information, you know, like
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Cause we're on email only. You're on OFW, right?
We're on OFW only.
OFW only.
And yeah. So it was weird that he called. So I answered, and basically he was just telling me that he's never going to co-parent with me because he can't stand me. And I was like, Jim, we're just trying to figure out holiday schedules and how we're going to work this out logistically. Our kids are right. 4, 4, and 5. Like, we have
you need to see your kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta know who's dropping off and who's picking up. They can't jump in their car.
No, right. They can't text. They can't call. Like, they don't even call. So right. He's like, no, I'm never co-parenting with you. And unless you stop talking about me, I'm never going to co-parent. And I was like, well, you don't already. So you're threatening that.
And by the way, you're hurting your kids. That threat right there is hurting the kids, not you. That's not co-parenting with you. Doesn't matter because you love your kids and you'll take them full time. Who cares? That threat yeah. right there is so typical of certain individuals. And yeah. it would do nothing but turn me the other way. And I'd be like, fine, don't co-parent. I'll just take the kids. You don't need them on the holiday then. It's fine.
I like getting breaks though. Like, otherwise, well, you know, it's getting nannies. It's so expensive to travel, and they should see their dad. They should know that their dad loves them. And in whatever way that he's capable of, you only get one dad.
Yeah. And by the way, kids, from my experience, kids are very forgiving about, like, you know, they do want
right,
to love
they are.
Their parents.
Well, think about you. You know, you forgive yeah. your parents.
That's true. That's true. I mean, I hated my mom for a couple of years, but then we ended up being best friends the rest of our, you know, when you're
it's
in your teenager's years and you don't want to be told no, and you think you know everything that the world, you think you know the world, right? When you're a teenager.
Absolutely.
I'm experiencing with my children now. Yeah. And it's like, it doesn't matter because then it goes away. It's a short blimp. It's like, boop, but still be a mom and still do your job. They don't have to like you during those couple of years.
Right.
But you know, your foundation's already set. My kids are my best friends, but I do have to be a mom first. Like, I have to be a mom.
Yeah. So, and you're a good mom. Well, yeah, it's so, okay. So back to the party. So yeah, Jim's sitting with me. It's so weird in the car. We walk in. How about all those wigs?
I loved the wigs. I think it's like, and you know, I'm a costume party girl. Like,
me too.
You know, I want to dress up. So love the
and
wigs.
And Lizzie loves wigs.
I loved your look.
Oh, thanks.
I loved
with
your
the short.
Look. Yeah. I'm like, you should do brunette for a season.
Tamara calls me a slutty version of Heather.
I take that as a compliment. Cool. Perfect.
And then, yeah, no kidding, right? I know Heather's hot, but my bustier was falling down though. And I needed to change.
You were
my
like this in a lot of the foot. Like, you were
holding up my bustier. And then I ended up changing shirts. I traded my bustier for a bra with spikes on it with one of the bartenders there. And
I freaking love that though.
Right?
Wardrobe change, not intentional, but it was so cool.
In the scene with Heather in the bathroom, and she's got leeches on her, and I'm about to throw up.
That got gross. Oh my gosh.
So gross.
I could not watch the leeches stuff. No.
It was nasty. But they fucked up the continuity because in one scene, I'm wearing the spiky bra. And then in the next scene, I'm back in the bustier getting undressed into the spiky bra.
Do you know, I noticed that. I did notice that. Totally saw that. And I was like, oh my gosh, because this is what they do. Like, you know, a lot of times when I was on, they would have someone eye rolling at me or me eye rolling at someone. And I'm like, I never did that. Like, that wasn't eye roll to them. It's an eye roll about some other conversation. And then they just put it in there. So yeah.
I love finding those little Easter eggs like that, like with the continuity
kind of
stuff.
I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Okay, how about when Tamara, by the way, she looks really fucking hot, but how about when she walks in and she's like, we're not going to talk about any drama with Eddie. Like, come on, bullshit. I call bullshit. Tamara,
there's never a time.
She's a shit stirrer. And she is just trying to like take away the responsibility for the drama that's about to go down because she knows it's going to go down.
That'd be like me saying, I am not picking my kids up from school today. I'm going to make them take an Uber. Like, that's how much that is so not true. Like Heather, or for Tamara to say that she's not going to talk about the drama. It's like, dude, okay.
I think I would set an Uber for my kids. Not my little kids. That's all I have. But eventually, if they were your kids' age, I would totally say
I'm trying to overcome that, but I just won't do it. They have the apps on there. They're like, Mom, I'll just take an Uber. I'm like, no, find a friend to take you home and I'll do one way. That, you know, it's like a whole logistics thing. My son, I would be fine. He's 6'5". He's a dude. I feel okay with him. He's 16. I just don't.
I would be fine with him too.
Still. My twins,
I get it.
They're just still 15.
So when your kids, you said your kids watch some of the episodes you're on. Do they ask about them?
It's not they watch. They have Googled, you know, like, certain scenes or certain things come up. I don't even know how they find it, right? Because it's like season 5 through 8 are not played very often on Bravo. Like that's like way back in time.
Right.
And they play them like once in sporadically, because then I'll get a DM or somebody on my Instagram will be like, I just watched the episode of you. They just put it on TV. It's so weird because that's so many seasons ago, right?
So many seasons ago,
but
yeah.
My kids are like Googling little scenes and they'll be like, and they'll pull it up and be like, look at how that was. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like,
yeah.
Be able to find everything.
Oh, I wonder what my kids are going to say. There's going to be some questions. We're going to have some family meetings, I have a feeling.
We do, once a month.
Do
my
you?
Therapist tells you, you have to sit down once a month and figure out what's going on when the kids are this age.
Okay, so back to the party. This sex tape party, watching this party and how it's set up, it feels very amateur compared to how the parties are now.
I think because we both just obviously rewatched the scene for this podcast. But the funny thing is that like the technology and production is so much better now. I'm like,
right?
Wow. And I thought it was so good back then, but I mean, there's a huge difference. It does seem amateur, but I'm proud of Bravo for like taking that plunge and doing a sex party, because think about it.
Good
girl,
point.
That was a lot of years ago. That
7 years ago.
Our world has changed and evolved a lot since then. And then I was jaw dropped when that came. I was like, you know, kind of like when Tamara and Eddie had sex in the bathtub. I thought
that was intense.
Too crazy.
That was like, you know, crazy, like, sexy. Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
How about the sex swing, by the way, at the beginning of the party, we walk in, there's a sex swing. I had never seen a sex swing in my life. And there I see a sex swing.
So are you supposed to jump on that and have sex together on that? I'm trying to figure this thing out. Or are you just supposed to look sexy flying around your room and then turn the guy on and then...
I went on a date one time with a guy in San Francisco and I walk into his house. It was really cool, old converted warehouse, like huge. It was really badass.
But it was a house?
Yeah, it was an old converted warehouse, like in...
But into a house?
Yeah, into a house. Yeah, it was cool.
Crazy. Okay.
And in the basement, like the first floor, there was a sex swing. And I was like, what's
this? Was
this
pre, wait, 50 Shades or post 50 Shades?
Post 50 Shades.
Oh, of course. He put it in after 50 Shades because he's like, that shit's sexy.
He said that his girlfriend like got him into it. And he's like, we'll use that sometime. And I'm like,
but yeah. My question is, when you're swinging on it, like when that's the first sex swing I'd ever seen too on that episode.
Okay. So
what do you do? How do you have sex on the sex swing, or are you just flying around with your vagina?
I don't know. I think you have sex on the sex swing.
I don't know how you can both get on there and do that unless you're sitting on top of him. The only
maybe
way
one your- person's just on the sex swing and then the person on the swing is like swinging back and forth, like, and the person's standing
like
up.
Insert, eject. I can't, my visuals right now, I can't take
this. Let's try to figure this out. So, okay, I say, Shannon Bedore, you little whore, which I When I said Shannon Bedore, you little whore, Shannon and I are not in a great place right now. She was really close with Vicky at the time. It was out that like I had said that Brooks didn't have cancer. So me saying Shannon Bedore, you little whore, was kind of like, I was pushing the limits there.
Yeah, but you guys already don't really, your personalities rub anyway. So
yeah, they do.
You have to be best friends with everybody.
Okay, wait. I just looked up the sex swing. So look at all these. Yeah, I was right. So one person stays stationary and the other person is on the
swings. Okay, let me see it again. I mean, I kind of want this.
No, I kind of do too.
Not like teenagers. I got to wait.
There's like a 69 position. There's like, okay, yeah, this looks good.
This is fun.
Okay, yeah. Well, now we know.
Change it up a little. That looks fun to me.
See, you can learn something from the Housewives. And by the way, okay, Vicky comes in wearing white. I did not like that. It irks me now. You can hear me on the episode. I'm like, she's trying to bring all attention to her.
Yeah, you were upset.
I was upset and I still am. I hate that.
I don't like when people don't take, like if you're going to go to a costume party, be part of the costume or don't go.
See,
I can't or unless you're like just flying in and you just got landed and you just saw the invitation. I get last minute stuff. But if you've known about it, which you always do with these parties, is participate or don't go.
Or just like, wear a black dress.
And then throw on a wig. How hard is that?
It's not. And I just don't like that. I think she was trying to say that she is an angel, but really she's a bitch because it was a theme party and she's saying fuck you to the party.
Yeah, it's almost like she wanted to look like a bride instead of a sex whore. She wanted, because she is very non-PDA. Like, that's the one thing we have to think about, Megan. Vicky does not like affection or anyone. Like, she is very anti-PDA.
Yeah, but she's like made it a shtick when it's like not that deep.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, taking part in a sex party is probably like a little bit, I didn't go to Tamara's bachelorette party when we were, I was still on.
That was a big deal. You didn't go to that.
It was against my morals and I was married and it was against what he wanted also. So it's like,
because he's a controlling motherfucker.
Well, yeah, but that, yeah, true. But looking in hindsight, now I would go because single. I mean, I have Drew, but I don't know. And I think Drew would probably be like, go have fun. But I don't have a lot of penises hanging around and stuff. I don't want them hanging off.
It's gimmicky, just gimmicky. It's all just for the occasion. It's not like you're actually going to take a penis and hook up with it. I mean, unless you want to.
Some of them will.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's their own thing. Don't go to a theme party and don't dress up. And then, so then we see Tamara's sex tape, which is really just a workout video. And I love watching the sex tape because I have such bad secondhand embarrassment. It's like a train wreck I can't turn away from because Tamara cannot act to save her life. That's how you know that what you see is what you get with Tamara, because just watch this. Just watch her trying to act.
It's like she's
reading a script.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, that there's an art to acting. She definitely can hang that hat up and be like, I can run a gym and I can be on reality TV, but I cannot act.
She cannot act. She's like, Eddie, you are so sexy.
Totally. Okay, Tamara. Like word for word instead of.
Yeah. It's so funny. I love it. Yeah. The sex tape was cute. It was cute, though. I thought it was cute. Did you think it was cute?
I loved it. I thought it was so funny and clever and just happy. And it made me laugh at the end because it's such a pun. It was kind of a pun type thing. Like, I just loved it.
It's cute. Like, they're so cute together too. Okay. Yeah. So the naked girl on the table with the sushi all over her body.
I am not touching a piece of that sushi. I just don't want somebody's dead skin cells on the bottom of my rice because it's sticky rice and it's going to stick there.
It sure is.
The whole time I would eat it, I'd be like, I'm actually eating a piece of her skin right now. Like, just disgusting. It was cute for the show and it's entertainment.
It was cute.
I get it. But I.
Like, I don't know if I feel like she's objectifying herself. Well, she is objectifying herself, but I don't know if I'm like, okay, I feel empowered for her or I feel embarrassed for her.
There's nothing different than that, than us women going out super sexy with our boobs popped up in the air. Like, shit, we're objectifying ourselves too if we want to get all super sexy and hot. So, I mean, if that's her career and she chose to do that and is okay with it, then fine.
I think
Jim took a piece of sushi off her boob, by the way. Your Jim.
Oh, she's so gross like that. She had pasties on. I remember this. And
Didn't someone say get up? Tell her to get up?
Okay.
Who
Vicky
did?
Was so rude. So rude. You know, Vicky said to that girl, like, you should do something with your life. You should. And that's just so assumptive and disrespectful. It's just
disregarding anything that woman was standing for. Like, who cares?
I don't care.
I or a girl. If you want to be naked with sushi on you, go have it. Do it. It's not my job to tell you no.
I just think it's so fucked up to approach somebody when they're clearly in the most compromised situation ever. Like, she's naked, right. She can't get up, right. And now you're gonna like go confront her.
It's her job. She's getting paid. She's making
paying
money.
Her way through med school.
So come on, judgy.
I didn't like that. You know, I just think that Vicky does things for shock value sometimes instead of like doing the right thing. And I think this is an example of it. And I'm not saying that she's not saying what others aren't thinking, but it's just disrespectful. Like, that girl's a human. She's a person. Treat her with respect.
Agreed.
Yeah. And of course, Jim loves the fucking naked lady sushi. Yeah, naturally. Like, I feel like Jim, the name Jim on any reality show is going to be the guy who likes the naked lady sushi. Let's just be honest.
Plead the fifth on this one.
And then, okay, I think it's so interesting that Tamara announces at her sex party that she wants to be baptized. Talk to me about that, Jesus Jugs.
No, exactly. It's like, it's so funny to me. Like, dichotomy between the two, right? Like, uh-huh. We're here at a sex party. You just did a porno, a false porno, and now you're saying you want to be baptized. But Tamara does that for the show. Like, she does that on purpose and intentionally, and she knows it's going to get people stirred and talking, and it works because here she is back on season 17. So she's back. Shit. She got fired. She's back.
She did. I mean, we love Tamara, or we, the collective, we love Tamara. I love her too, personally. But like, okay, so you think, I thought it was interesting how Eddie was like, oh, now all of a sudden you're like a Jesus freak. He says that to her. And Tamara, I think, is a little bit surprised by that. But
I like that realness of their relationship, though.
I do, too.
You know? And it shows that they're not just phony. And they really do have something.
Well, and the way Tamara responds is, well, yeah, I told you I wanted to go to church and you basically like pushed me away. And to say that you are more like interested in growing your faith is a very vulnerable place to put yourself. And so I understand why she might have like, you know, shrunk away from sharing that more with him.
Totally. And I think that it's important that they kind of came together. Obviously, they came together at the end of all that. But
right.
I love that he called her out because a lot of times Eddie comes across like he's just this passive, like too easygoing kind of dude. But when he did that, I was kind of like, wow, damn, boy. Okay. You call your girl out right now.
Yeah, he did.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
And then during this time, they do a flashback to when Tamara called you Jesus Jugs. Back during the reunion.
That sure stuck, man. Jesus Barbie stuck at first, and then she changed it to Jesus Jugs because Jesus Barbie was too cute. And then she went to Jesus Jugs, and I'm like, okay, so you profess your faith at a sex party, and now you're using his name in vain and calling me something that's sticking and actually is like a national.
Do you think that's using God's name, like Jesus' name in vain to call you Jesus Jugs?
Is that the right, maybe that's not the right terminology, but it's doing something. It's taking his name, because you're only supposed to use the Lord's name. Like, you can't say, oh gosh, damn. You can't say that.
Yeah.
You can't say God, anything. You have to say only God when you're talking about the higher power, right? So the fact that she used it in a negative way, maybe in vain.
Yeah, she did say it in a derogatory way to you.
A derogatory, but it takes Jesus's name and puts it derogatory. So
I don't know. I guess I see what you're saying. Yeah. But overall, I think it's really funny.
I do too. A lot of people think I need to like peg it and put it on t-shirts and stuff. Like, you know, just own it and start making t-shirts.
I mean, it's pretty funny. You may as well. Why not? Were you upset when she initially called you that?
Well, I just felt bad for Jesus. Cause I'm like, I sat here, I was the first reality person to ever bring Jesus to light and like had it in my, you know, in the, what's it called? God is my
tagline.
Tagline. Yeah. So I was the first one to do that. And so I'm sitting
here. What was it?
Oh my gosh, I had a couple. It always involved Jesus. God was always in. Like one of them was the first season I was on, because my faith wasn't as professed until they saw how much I talked about God on camera. And then they're like, now we're going. So my first season was, am I high maintenance? Of course I am. Look at me, or something like that. Uh-huh. And then the next three seasons all involved God or Jesus in some way. Like my husband is my king. Jesus is my savior. My husband is my king, or something like, you know what I mean? Like something like that. So they all, I don't remember the other two, but they all incorporated it. So that, in that way, yes, it did. Going back to your Tamara question, it did hurt my feelings because I felt bad for Jesus. Cause I'm like, I'm sitting here trying to bring people to the Lord and do it in a positive way. And that just, it felt negative, you know, and like it was hurting my God, and that hurt my feelings. But then I got over it. Cause it's reality TV. Like, I mean, so many worse things were said to me on that show.
I mean, I think people also forget that we're real people. We're humans with emotions, and like it's a very emotionally charged show. So we feel it. But you know what, when you said your husband is your king, no husband could be my king. I will always be his king. Always. Megan King. I will always be my husband's king. Always.
You ever go back on the show, they need to make you redo that and say that line.
Right? Like, ain't nobody gonna be my king.
I'm your king.
I'm your freaking king.
Yeah, I noticed that. You dropped Edmonds pretty fast, huh?
Goodbye. Do you think I want to be associated with that?
And my kids want me to hyphenate. Like, let's say if Drew and I ever did get married, they wanted me to keep it because I'm still a Bellino, because I'm still them.
I like that. I named all my kids' middle name King. So they're all Aspen King Edmonds, Hayes King Edmonds. So that's what they go by. So I still have my name in there, which is the same idea as what your kids want you to do.
Yeah.
More or less.
Yeah.
Tamara. Okay. Tamara calls me a prude because I won't let her touch my boobs. Isn't that funny? I wonder why.
You're like the least prudest person I know.
I know, but I used to be prude. I know.
Well, honey, that's when you're controlled by a husband. I mean, both of us lost sight of ourselves for a very long time because we were controlled. You know?
Yeah, right. I mean, totally. Also, Tamara was, I was 30. And I feel like only since Jim and I have split up. So only in the last 3 years have I really come into my own sexually in a way that I feel very comfortable in.
Sex-wise. Sexually, like your aura, or like sexually, like in the bedroom,
asking what I want, going after what I want, like being open to, like sexual experiences. That is brand new for me. And a part of me that I never explored.
What? I'm 40. So you're younger, and I'm glad you got it younger. I mean, I was pretty much, you know, I chose to be celibate like the last 3 to 5 years of my marriage, right? Because I was just
celibate with a husband.
I'm making fun of saying it. I'm just like, not have sex. I didn't want to at all.
I don't blame you.
And so it's so funny because now it's like I'm 40. I've been with Drew for 4 years. So almost 4 years. So about 41 is when I came into my own, and I am totally different human being as far as that goes, and I love all of it.
Yes. it took me a long time to realize that. Like, I didn't know how how important it was for me to be sexually not only intimate, but like have that sexual chemistry. I just assume like, well, anybody has sexual chemistry. You just put the penis in the vagina. Not true. No, not true at all.
Just because you have a penis and you have a vagina, those two don't necessarily go together, and it does not make for anything great in the bedroom. That is for sure. I mean, yeah.
Okay. So the end of this episode, like towards the end, that's when the heat turns up with Vicky. So she tells me that I'm not a nice person, but she'll accept my apology. But like I said, this conversation's not over. It's just begun. And I called Jimmy over to come, like, you know, give me some freaking backup. You're my husband. Yep. Stand by my side. That's what you do.
And it, yep, that's what you're supposed to do.
That's what you're supposed to do.
That's not what happened in your case.
No. And you know what he said? So Vicky talks to Jim when I walk away, and Vicky tells Jim, call me when you're divorced in 5 years.
Well, I mean, that was very prophetic of Vicky. Like, because we didn't know she was so psychic, but
she's a psychic. She's a psychic because she doesn't believe in psychics. And yet she's a psychic because Jim and I split up the day after our 5-year anniversary. So
that is crazy. Literally, you walked out. Wait, you guys separated that day, the day after your 5-year anniversary.
Literally the next day. Like
so did you celebrate your 5-year and like,
yeah,
like
we went to dinner
and wine, and then all of a sudden it was like, whoop, I'm out now the next day.
Yeah. Okay. So we went to dinner and we have dinner and it's like not going well. Right. And he bought me a pair of Chanel boots and a pair of jeans for my birthday. I opened them up before I went to dinner. I was like, thank you. But it was awkward.
Why is your birthday and anniversary around the same time? Obviously.
I'm sorry. That was for the anniversary, not my birthday.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So he got me boots and jeans for my anniversary. So we go to dinner the next morning. Shit goes down. Like, I end up calling the police because I feel like it's just drama. Like, you can Google it if you want
to. That night at dinner?
No, the next day, the next morning.
Oh, the next morning.
So that's when Jim leaves. Well, when he left, he took my presents with him.
You never got the Chanel boots?
No.
Well, not that you can't just go buy them yourself, but that's a scumbag move.
I know, right?
Let me have those $5,000 boots and go get my money back.
Whatever. He can have the freaking boots. Right. Hey, he probably wanted them for himself.
Or his new girl.
Now Vicky. Yeah, right. So Vicky says that of all of the housewives, I'm her most hated housewife. She says that. Like,
she likes you the least of all housewives.
She literally says she hates me.
Oh my gosh. Well, you guys rub anyway. Your personalities just rub kind of like Shannon. Wait,
why do you think that?
I could just tell even on that episode, like I haven't watched a lot of your season for a long time, uh-huh. Right? Because it's been 7 years ago. But even in that episode, I could just see your guys' like rub. But I think Vicky rubs with a lot of people. I think it's, you know, she's not the easiest person to get to like. She hated me at first.
I mean, Vicky blocked me on Instagram. She hates me. I'm still blocked. I've been blocked for years.
I don't know if I am, but I know that a lot of people think when the Tamara and Heather lawsuit went down with Jim Bellino, my ex, a lot of people think I have am a part of that. And I wanted no part of it. I wouldn't get involved. And I was asked several times to become a part of it. And I just said, I am removed. That is my ex-husband. I want nothing to do with it. But I noticed that Vicky jumped ship. Like, we were good friends for quite a while, like for, I don't even know. And then when that all happened, I feel like Vicky had to, I feel like Tamara probably said, you have to choose sides or something. And Vicky jumped ship. But that also shows I'm not up for friends that aren't loyal and friends that are wishy-washy. I'm just not, I don't have time. I don't have any desire.
What about Heather? Are you friends with her?
Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure.
You guys like love get coffee bros. And stuff?
I think we would if we text every so often, and our kids were in a lot of plays together a couple years ago and theater and stuff together. So we'd see each other at all of that stuff. But, and then James went to one of her kids' birthday parties and then,
friends.
Yeah. But I mean, they kind of lost it because now they're both in high school. Both the kids at this point were in middle school.
Yeah.
Heather's Coco and James and, I forget which one
Kat.
It was now. Kat was Kat. Yes, it was Kat. Uh-huh. So James and Kat were close at that point. And then, but once you go to high school, things just change. I mean, if they saw each other, they'd still hug and say hi because they were in plays together and stuff. But
they
had a lead role together, which was really cool and fun to watch.
I think this is really an iconic episode. Like, there's always memes referencing the 5-year thing. Vicky talks about how she hates me so much. And this was the beginning of the Brooks investigation into his fake cancer. Because I told Jim I would stop investigating, but I didn't. And I doubled down and I figured it out. But that's why Brooks didn't go to the sex party, because he couldn't
he was getting outed right around then. Yeah. He was getting outed. And, speaking about this, this is really interesting. This is when Vicky and I were still really good friends. Right. And I was one of the only people that had her back. And this is such a cool thing I'm about to tell you. So Brooks was literally so good at faking this to even Jim and I. Like Jim, my ex Jim doesn't like, I mean, him and Brooks got along really good. Okay. So Brooks is supposedly just getting out of chemo, right? Or one of his treatments. Uh-huh. And so, you know, Vicky calls me and says, Brooks is at home. He's sicker than a dog. I'm at work, this and that. So I call Jim. Jim runs Brooks some soup and, you know, some things just to make him feel better. And Jim, I remember Jim telling me, because he called me right after. He goes like, man, he looks like shit. He's in his robe. He looks like he just threw up. He'd said he'd been in the bathroom throwing up. He looks horrible. I didn't want to stay very long. Like, he literally did such a good acting job, Brooks did, that he convinced Jim and me, you know, because I'm like, that's why I stuck up for Vicky so much on that, because I was like, no, we literally have been at the house when he is sicker than a dog. So there you go.
Well, thank you so much for coming on and updating us about your life and talking about this episode. It's so much fun to go back and talk about these episodes and what actually went on behind the scenes. And it's you understand that. So thanks for doing it with me.
Yeah, super fun. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
All right. You too.
Bye, honey.
Bye. Thanks for joining us today on Intimate Knowledge. We went over a lot and we have some juicy info from Alexis. So thank you for that, Alexis, because if I know, you know. Okay.
Subscribe to Intimate Knowledge on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.